Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has said the organisation is still ashamed over its failure to prevent the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. The country has begun a week of official mourning to mark the 20th anniversary of the killing of up to 800,000 people in 100 days. Deonize Nkiza is a survivor of the Tutsi-Hutu genocide in Burundi. He's in Dublin this week and he's attending a seminar organised by Irish NGOs. Della Kilroy sat down with Deo to hear how he survived genocide and went on to set up his own humanitarian organisation.
The war started in October 1993 and ended officially in August 2005, literally lasts more than 12 years.
Dio is a survivor of the Burundian civil war, which broke out as a result of ethnic divisions between Hutu and Tutsi tribes.
What happened to Burundi has been forgotten by the world. It's a country that is completely off the map, kind of eclipsed by the genocide in Rwanda, and a lot of people were killed. A horrible memory for many people who eyewitnessed that, like me, and are still alive.
During the civil war, hundreds of thousands of people died, many in acts of genocide against the Tutsi minority. The conflict was further exacerbated by the crisis in neighbouring Rwanda.
One of my earliest memories is my first day of class in primary school. Classroom was packed with the school children. Before the end of the school year, it was half empty because some children dropped out of school to take care of their siblings and their parents were dead. My life was not about what am I going to do tomorrow. It was a life of fear. So we didn't really know whether we were Hutus or Tutsis. We're just children who were sharing same living conditions.
After narrowly escaping death in a massacre at a hospital where he was working as a medical student, Dio fled Burundi in 1994 for New York at the age of just 21. Before stopping in Shannon Airport, he arrived at JFK with just $200 and no English.
It was very hard. I was just living on the milk and the bread. That was extremely painful to be alone and with no language, with no money. Then they ended up becoming homeless.
Dio relied on the kindness of strangers to get him back on his feet and help him enroll in Columbia University, where he received a degree in biochemistry and philosophy.
Well, I didn't speak English at all, and Cherry and Nancy Wolf tried to teach me, and so they were paying for my tuition and everything, and board and room, and that's how it happened.
Once he finished in Columbia University, Dio wanted to return to help others in Burundi. In 2006, he founded humanitarian organisation Village Health Works.
Village Health Works started in 2006 with us and the idea that people could come together. We started with health programmes, and we created also co-ops, women's co-ops. It's a really community project, it's a grassroots health organization that is embraced and owned by the community.
This week, 20 years after genocide in Rwanda and Burundi, Dio is in Dublin speaking at a seminar about what we can learn from the African atrocities in the early 90s. He believes we still need to do more to prevent such things happening again.
Unfortunately, the world has not, in my opinion, learned that much as I would like to see that. It's not enough to look at the consequences of sufferings. I truly believe that the Hutus and the Tutsis were not created by God to kill each other, but it is the conditions they were born in and they grew up in that are so unforgiving, so dehumanizing, that created that despair, and people end up fighting over survival needs. Not just enough to inject money and deal with the consequences. So we have a long way to go and we have enough information, but usually the lack of understanding to stabilize countries that are so poor is a serious problem.